Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. God deserves our thanks in every situation. And we must give Him thanks. The end of the year is a time to reflect on what God has done for us and even for His grace that has seen us through. As we look back into the year, let us appreciate God and bless His holy name. Today we are thanking God for His faithfulness as we look at the topic. Give Him thanks today. Our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 to 7.
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
As we come to the end of this year, let us take a moment to reflect on all that God has done for us and give thanks to Him. It is so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life and forget to stop and appreciate all that God has given us. But giving thanks to God is not only a good thing to do, it is something that we are commanded to do by God Himself. From our Bible text today, Apostle Paul, while writing in Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 to 7 said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Apostle Paul said we should present our request to the Lord in every situation with thanksgiving. Give God thanks today for His goodness over your life. It does not matter what you are passing through at the moment, or how you feel, but give Him thanks. Can you thank God today for His goodness over your life? I don't know what you have gone through in the past months, but God still deserves your thanks. Even if you feel like God has not done so much for you, give Him a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, today. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful." When we give thanks to God, it allows the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. It helps us to focus on the blessings that God has given us, rather than the struggles and challenges that we may be facing. The blessings of giving thanks to God cannot be quantified. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." When we give thanks to God in all circumstances, it helps us to trust in Him and His plan for our lives. It helps us to see that even in the tough times, God is still with us and working for our good. So as we come to the end of this year, take a moment to reflect on all that God has done for you. Thank Him for the gift of life, for the love, mercy and grace that He has shown you, and for seeing you through to the end of this year. Thank Him for His provision, protection, and guidance. Thank Him for the blessings that He has given you, no matter how big or small. And even if you feel like God has not done anything for you this year, be thankful for the gift of life and the hope that He gives for a new year. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God has good will and great plans for your life. You have to thank Him and look forward in expectation of the great things ahead. I encourage you to take some time today to thank God for all that He has done for you. Write down a list of the things that you are thankful for and spend some time in prayer, thanking God for His faithfulness and love. Let us enter the new year with hearts full of gratitude and trust in God's plan for our lives. as you go today into the new year. May the grace and peace of God that passes all understanding abide with you. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for all that you have done for us this year. We appreciate you for your love and grace. We thank you for your provision, protection, and guidance. Father, we are so grateful for all the blessings you have given us, no matter how big or small. We declare today that you are our strength and our shield, that you will provide for all of our needs, and that you will guide and protect us in the coming year. Today, we declare your peace, protection, and your blessings for our lives as we cross into the new year. Thank you, Father, for this year and for the good things you will accomplish in our lives in the new year. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. See you in the new year. Blessings.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from the last book in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, from the beginning to the end. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 22. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and Happy New Year in advance.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.